The Chol B'nei HaYeshiva Torah Shraga B'chol Asar V'Asar, wherever you are. We find ourselves in a very difficult situation. The Navi says in Yirmiyahu, Perek Lamed Pasuk Zayin, Eis Tzara Hi LeYaakov U'Mimena Yivashea, that even though it's a time of Tzara, of great difficulty, of siege to Yaakov, who of course represents Klal Yisrael, but we have Emuna in the Bari Olam, that Ribbono Shel Olam will save us from this Tzara. Even though we are undergoing a Yerida, what seems to be a descent, but Chazal tell us that every Yerida is a Tzara Chaliyah. Every Yerida has a distinct purpose, a clear function, namely, that all of us should elevate ourselves as a result of this Yerida. The Navi says in Yirmiyahu, Ki gadol yomahu me'ayim kamo. This day is absolutely distinctive, absolutely unique. Ve'ez tzorihi liyakov, the pasuk I began with, this is the second part of that pasuk, u'mimena yivashea. And we are confident that Ribbono Shel Olam, with his overwhelming kindness and magnanimity, will save us in this tzara. It will be a descent of a difficult nature, but ultimately we will emerge, be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, even stronger. The Navi Yishayo writes, Lech imi bo b'chadarecha, that one should, in effect, go into a room, into isolation, uskord lasecha, and one should close the doors. Ba'adecha, chavi kimat rega yabor zoam. And we're put in an isolated situation. We're confined in what seems to be straitened quarters. But all this is for what purpose? Says Rashi, Hisbeinin amasecha b'chadri libecha. One should now engage in self-examination. One should place one's actions, one's entire personality, under a kind of electron microscope. Targum Yerushalmi Nuziel writes, Ta'asu masim tevim she'agenu alecha. We should now engage in self-introspection. Try to see where our weaknesses are, where our failings are, in the area of Ruchnius, in the area of Ben Adam Lachavero, Ben Adam Lamokom. And once we do that, and we correct these backslidings, unquestionably, the schus of our Masim Tovim, and the schus of our Hizbeinunus, and the schus of our introspection of our Cheshben HaNefesh, will, in effect, redound to our credit, and will help provide us with a shield, with a shelter. And of course, all this has to be done b'tzayim u'b'chi u'misbeid, or as the Radak says, b'tshuva shlema. So here the Navi is telling us about a very, very bleak situation that will compel us to be isolated, to be quarantined, and all this is for the purpose of introspection, of cheshben ha'nefesh, of the Messiah Sishorim Mishmush and Pishmush, in order that we should emerge, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, Bekorov, with this Yerida L'Tzarech Aliyah. The Ran, the great Rishon in the Drasha Saran, the sixth Drasha, comments on a Pasuk in Tzfanya, where the Nabi, in Perek Gimel Pasuk Vav, speaks about, Hichrati Goyim Nashamu Pi Noisom. And Chazal say that the Ribbono Shel Olam brings Puranus on the Umos Ha'elam. Why does he bring punishment on the nations of the world? So Chazal tell us for one reason. Kidei she'yishmu Yisrael v'yirou, in order that we should take heed for what Hashem Yisbarach has done. And in effect, by virtue of our taking heed, hopefully Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach will correct our behavior. The Gemara says in Yevamos, Ein Puranus Bodo Elam Ela Bishvil Yisrael. So the Ran has a striking comment. He writes over there in the sixth drasha, V'lif'omim mischachim mikrim berichuk makom. Sometimes tragic things happen far away, ubi'im harchokim, in distant places, kidei she'yisoiru Yisrael b'tshuva. And all that call yourselves to do tshuva, and we should be mefached, we should have fear, penyagi alem apronos, maybe chas v'sholom, the punishment will also reach us. B'zeh ma she'omer ha'novi, that's what the Novi writes in Tzvanya, hichrati goyim, noshamu pinesom, amarti, ach tiru sitichi musa, the Rebbe Hashem wants us to see what's happening in the world and recognize that it's not mikre, it's not happenstance. And the Ran goes on to say, "Ursheina misyasrim beruas achem mifchas v'shalom." We don't take heed, and we don't recognize the punishment that Rebbe Hashem is bringing upon the world. Hapuranus hoylech hoylech v'nasoya vayelech hoylech v'korev. Will come closer and closer to us, and we are going to be affected, Rachman Litzlan, and impacted by it as well. V'ein sovik, says the Ran, there's no doubt. Kimishara kolelo haklos. Ashein be'emes hasros Hashem is barach. All these happenings, all these events, all these calamities are hasra, are a warning that Hashem is barach is giving us. And if chas v'shalom we continue to maintain our way of life, v'yodeno machzik b'darkan asher darach ba, and we don't change and we don't undergo tikkunim, who can be sha'ever aveira b'kiru lov hasra v'hita atzma l'misa. Chas v'shalom, someone committed a transgression, did an aveira, was warned not to be a recidivist, and in effect continues on his way, Rachman Litzlan. The words of the Ran are frightening in many, many respects. On the other hand, the source of the Ran is the Gemara in Yevamos, and we know the whole world was created for Klal Yisrael, as Rashi quotes in the beginning of Bereishis and the Ramban, Bishul Yisrael, Shenikru Bereishis, Ribbono Shel Olam created the world, and we are obligated to see what is happening, what the Ribbono Shel Olam is doing. And of course, our response is the way only Bnei Torah know how to respond. Utshuva utfilo utzdaka ma'avir nesra'a gzeira. We have to engage in self-introspection, examine our behavior, our lifestyles, both in the area of Ben Adam Namokom, Ben Adam Chavero. Do tshuva, cry out to Hashem with all of our hearts, engage in a ribuy of tzedakah, and simultaneously, of course, increase our commitment to Talmud Torah, as we say in the Shemoneh Esrei, on a daily basis. Hashiveinu avinu l'seiru asecha, Ribbono Shel Olam should return us to the study of Torah, v'karveinu malkeinu l'avod asecha, and thereby, through Torah, we have an instrument that can bring us closer to avodas Hashem, v'achzireinu b'shuva shleima l'fanecha. So limud haTorah is an aspect of doing tshuva. And we know that there are messages to Klal Yisrael, both collectively for Am Yisrael as a nation, and for each one of us individually. The Gemara says in Megillah and Daf Yudalid, "Gdoylo hasoras hatabas yosem imem ches nevi'im v'sheva nevi'os yonisnabu liYisrael." The moment the Tabas was removed by Achashverosh and given to Haman HaRasha, that had a greater impact in getting Klal Yisrael to do tshuva than all the Nevi'im and Nevi'os that prophesied, that said Divrei Nevuah, that were designed to exhort Klal Yisrael to do tshuva. And here again we say, G'dayla hasa'as ha'tabas. The moment the ring was removed from Kabbi Yochel, from the Ribbono Shel Olam, from the Melech Malchi Amlochin, and given over, and as a result, the pandemic, the coronavirus that came about, and unquestionably, a virus that has probably unique elements to it that we have never seen before in our lifetime. And that Hasaras HaTabas will hopefully bring Klal Yisrael to tshuva, will bring Klal Yisrael to Cheshbon HaNefesh, will bring Klal Yisrael to what I mentioned earlier, Mishmush and Pishpush. The Pasuk says in Mishlei, and this I heard from one of the Magidim, Mishlei Perek Yudches, Pasuk Yudalud. Ruach ish yechalkel machaleyu, beruach necheya mi yisoena. This, of course, addresses the kind of mindset that we should have. Our mindset should be one of a positive nature. A person, says the Mefarshim, on that Pasuk, a person who's a very positive individual, who has a positive tone, who's simchadik, who's molly simcha, who doesn't panic, who doesn't fret, doesn't become overly worried or concerned, that person will be able to sustain even a machala, even chas v'shalom, some ailment. And the Targum there translates, Ruach ish echalta machaleo, what does machaleo refer to? Says the Targum, Corona. Perhaps a reference to this terrible machla that has gripped the entire world. But if someone approaches it and recognizes this is Yad Hashem at work, the Ribbono Shel Olam can turn the world upside down in a split second. It's not this prime minister or that president who thinks they are directing traffic, but rather the Ribbono Shel Olam in Keheref Ayin can turn the world upside down, and one has to recognize that, and one has to be a maimin, and one has to see the Yad Hashem in every single aspect of this, and if one is able to be mekabel, demidas hadin besimcha ubechiba, as Rashi comments, then yichalkel machaleyu. Then the machla will, be'ez Hashem isbarach, will not overwhelm him, will not overcome him. He will overcome the machla, and the machla be'ez Hashem isbarach will dissipate. And the Radak also points out, if a person, berucho, in his spirit is strong, so his body, his physical element will also be strong. He'll be able to handle, to weather, be'ez Hashem isbarach, even a machla, which is clearly of a very intense nature. The Navi says, Lo b'chayil v'lo b'koyach, kim beruchi yom Hashem tzvokos. Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to be misoirer, our ruach, our spirit should be fortified, should be strengthened, the ruach hatera, the ruach of yashamayim, the ruach of tshuva, the ruach of tefillah, the ruach of tzedakah, and halavai be'ez Hashem izbarach, we will all recognize that Klal Yisrael is one nation. Even though k'shem sheparzufeim enam shavim tachdei osim enam shavos, we have different perspectives, different viewpoints, different hashkafos, but at the end of the day, the Hasaras HaTabas affects all of us, collectively and individually, and halavai, that this should serve as an opportunity for achdus. Vayichan Shom Yisrael b'leiv echo ki'ish echad, we will demonstrate towering, magnanimous chesed, chesed of an unlimited nature, chesed that's not qualified by any histaguyos, chesed that will be behispashtus towards each one of us, towards the collective entity of Am Yisrael, towards the world at large, and be'ezer Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam be'ezer Hashem, be'korov, will send us with Siyata Dishmaya, will send us a refuah, shlema l'chol makriseinu, to all of Am Yisrael, to the entire world, and will be zeicha, as I mentioned at the very beginning, a sorahi liyakov umimenu yivashaya. Even though it's an eis sorah, it's a yirida, but yirida will be a l'tzorach aliyah, and will be zeicha, ve'ez Hashem izbarach, to Yeshua's v'nechamais, amen v'yamein, ve'ez Hashem izbarach.